It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry. The 8th Force Support Squadron recently hosted Freedom Fest at Kunsan Air Base, offering free food, music, and prizes to the Wolf Pack. During the festival, alternative rock superstars Hoobastank held a concert for base personnel during the Heatwave Summer Concert Series. They played their hit songs like The Reason and iconic sounds that define a decade and genre. We had the honor of interviewing Hoobastank here at AFN Kunsan, and they had this to say.
Music tastes, styles, it's very cyclical, you know? It's always moving, it's always evolving, but it's never like going too far into these places that have never been explored. There's like two schools of thought. You can try to chase the changes, and you can either be successful at that or be seen as like someone who's just trying to chase what's cool at the moment. Or you can kind of do what you do, and eventually that public taste kind of comes back around.
In other news, the 8th Logistics Readiness Squadron Fuels Management Flight conducted the first KC-135 hot pit refueling at Kunsan Air Base, Republic of Korea, June 27, 2024. Hot pit refueling is the process of refueling an aircraft while its engines are still running, and is often conducted in conjunction with agile combat employment. The Wolfpack worked alongside members assigned to the 93rd Air Refueling Squadron from Fairchild Air Force Base to conduct the maneuver on the KC-135 Stratotanker once it landed at Kunsan. Airmen from the 8th LRS were also instructed and certified on the operation, providing another capability that enables the Wolfpack to take the fight north should the need arise. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Kunsan The Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.